John Marshall is a retired New York police detective who spent weeks on a debris at Ground Zero. Now he has throat cancer and speak through a tracheal tube. He has lost a lot of weight.
I'm 6'6" when I retired.
He says, when I retired, I was probably about 320 pounds. I am about 225 now. It was a bull, and now I'm just slowly wasting away. Marshall believes his cancer was caused by his time as a first responder. However, while people have blamed everything from strange rashes to skin cancer on the dust of 9/11, experts say there lacks of strong evidence to link these afflictions with the event. But on the other hand, most scientists are confident there is a link with different kinds of afflictions, such as nightmares, depression, and anxiety, caused by the experiences of the disaster. Over 10,000 city workers who spent time clearing Ground Zero of debris have sued the city government and contractors in relation to their health problems. Although a legal settlement worth over $700 million was reached this year, for most of them, like firefighter Adam Lake, the memory of 9/11 and work to clear the debris still haunts them every day.
You live with it. It's not something that just you can turn off. I mean, we live with it every day.
Lake remembers he was stunned at how the remains of his 11th fellow firemen had settled in the debris, in the same order of rank and position as the firefighters were lining up when responding to New York City fires. Over in Florida, the pupils were with President George W. Bush when he paid a routine visit to the school on that fateful day, say being a part of history made them mature faster.
You know, who else can say that they were with the president on September 11th? That's our age. No one. And that's an honor, obviously. But in that moment, I think we all matured, maybe a little bit.
Despite the suffering and the sacrifices made by Americans, intelligence officials are warning that a war on terror may be still far from over. Former U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff.
It has really become like a hydra with a lot of different heads. And my theory has been that in many ways, as a younger generation come up, we may find that they're more dangerous because they're no longer locked into the strategies that we've grown accustomed to facing, but they're going to have new strategies.
New York fireman Adam Lake says one joy to look forward to with each anniversary is the visits from families of the men he lost that day.
When we go upstairs, there's faces of the guys that we lost. And it's just a reminder that, one, that this job is serious and how much that they had, you know, they sacrificed and what they taught us.
Millions of Americans like Lake may have different opinions on whether their country won the fight, but they all know what they have taken away from that tragic day. For CRI, I'm Su Yi.